KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
We have partly cloudy skies here in the Nishna Valley, and 46 degrees our current temperature here this morning. We look for that to be our high temperature here for today before temperatures this afternoon will fall to around 37 degrees. Mostly cloudy skies expected with breezy conditions as well. Southwest winds at 15 to 25 miles per hour, gusting up to 40 miles per hour, becoming northwesterly. Good morning. I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in state and local news on KJAN. The Cass County Board of Supervisors on Friday approved a resolution to enter into a 28E contract and agreement for law enforcement services with the Unified Law Enforcement District that includes the cities of Cumberland, Lewis, Marnie, Messina, and Wyota.
Whereas the cities of Cumberland, Lewis, Marnie, Messina, and Wyota comprise the Unified Law Enforcement District of Cass County, and whereas the Unified Law Enforcement wishes to contract with Cass County for the provision of law enforcement services by the Cass County Sheriff on a perpetual basis, be it resolved that they want to enter into a 28 agreement to provide law enforcement for the members within the boundaries of the member political subdivisions. The duration shall be for a 10-year period beginning July 1st, 2018.
That's Auditor Dale Sunderman. The increased cost to each city is yet to be finalized, but the total dollar amount will be discussed with those cities, but is based on population. The board also approved a resolution to enter into an agreement to abate the tax and assign a tax sale certificate on a county-held parcel in Marnie, as well as the abatement of tax for a parcel in the city of Cumberland. And the supervisors agreed to appoint Brendan Nelson of Atlantic to the Southern Iowa Regional Housing Authority to fill a vacancy term that expires April 9th of 2020. The Adams County Sheriff's Office reports the arrest of a Red Oak woman on Friday night after a traffic stop. At 10:40 p.m., deputies stopped a vehicle after it failed to obey a stop sign. After further investigation, the driver, Darian Heideman of Red Oak, was arrested for OWI first offense and possession of paraphernalia. No further details were released. Red Oak police responded at around 7 p.m. Thursday to an accident in the 500 block of East Market Street where a vehicle struck a tree. Witnesses told officers the driver took off on foot, but he was located a short time later in the 300 block of East Market Street with the assistance of the Montgomery County Canine Unit. An investigation resulted in the arrest of 32-year-old Jacob Wayne Dykes Vargas of Red Oak. He was taken into custody for driving while suspended and cited for failure to have insurance accident-related. Dykes Vargas was brought to the Montgomery County Jail and his bond was set at $566. A collision between a Nissan SUV and a 1991 Ram truck in Atlantic Friday afternoon resulted in the driver of the truck being transported to the Cass County Memorial Hospital for treatment of possible unknown injuries. Atlantic Police Lieutenant Paul Wood told KJAN News the Nissan with three occupants was traveling north on Sunnyside Lane and had stopped to turn left onto 2nd Street. When the van pulled out, it was struck by the eastbound Dodge. Both vehicles ended up on the north side of the intersection. The accident happened a little after 4 p.m. No one in the SUV was injured. No names were immediately available. Republican Congressman Steve King's supporters and opponents gathered in Sioux Center last Thursday night at the Sioux County Conservatives hosted King at a public event. Steve Marr helped organize a protest outside the venue before that meeting began.
Steve King behaves like a bully, and a bully is not great representation of who this community is. Kindness is important, and I would not allow my children to speak to others the way that Steve King speaks about others.
King later responded to the assertion he doesn't represent the views of Iowans in the 4th Congressional District.
All they need to do is look at the polling and look at the election results, and they really shouldn't be insulting the constituents here in this district.
During a Thursday night's forum, King was asked to explain a comment posted on his campaign's Facebook page that criticized one of the students who survived the Florida school shooting. It accused Emma Gonzalez of betraying her Cuban heritage by speaking in favor of gun restrictions during her speech at last week's march in Washington. That Facebook post motivated Marr and others to protest King on Thursday night.
Instead of responding to the criticisms and the propositions presented by children, by teenagers, by students, he attacked their identity, which is what bullies do.
King says his campaign is using Facebook to provide a rebuttal to what he says are the irrational arguments about guns being made by Gonzalez and other high school students.
We know what Castro did. He confiscated the guns, and he told them, you don't have need of guns because we're all here, we're all on the side of the revolution, so you'll never need a gun again. It's just going to be a peaceful island. And so instead he imprisoned 11 million people on that island, and I pointed out only the irony of that.
King spoke with reporters and after his supporters and opponents attended that meeting at the Sioux Center Library. Whatever their religious beliefs, many thousands of Iowans enjoy coloring, decorating, hiding, and eating eggs on the Easter holiday. But egg prices have cracked the $2 mark in recent weeks, and it's no joke. As Shale Segman is livestock analyst for the USDA and says wholesale prices on eggs are significantly up.
They're running about $2.27 a dozen compared to about 94 cents a dozen last year. Easter's coming a couple weeks earlier this year. So you've kind of pushed that normal demand period forward somewhat.
Iowa's nation's top egg producer, with roughly 60 million laying hens, producing nearly 15 billion eggs per year. Anne Marie Coons, an economist with the USDA, says grocery store prices are reflecting the big rise in wholesale prices.
The average price per dozen, $1.76.
Shagman says egg production has increased, but demand is coming sooner than usual, which is forcing producers to change up their schedules.
You would tend to bring in young chickens. You would tend to keep some of your older chickens. Both of those are probably not going to be at their optimal rate of lay. And to some extent, that could be providing a little bit of a constraint on the production of eggs.
Shagum says if you shop around, you'll likely find egg specials. Also, he notes prices will likely fall after Sunday once demand drops. The Pony Express riders of Iowa are back in the saddle this Easter weekend as hundreds of them make the trek on horseback from across Iowa to Camp Sunnyside near Ankeny. This is the 51st year the riders have traveled to the Easter Seals facility, bringing with them money from a series of fundraising activities. Tim Allen of Whittemore is the group's president.
Throughout the whole state, there's probably about 300 to 400 riders that start in all four corners of the state. Every county's got their own little thing they do, and we all end up at John Deere plant there and just outside of Des Moines and parade in. And there's about 300 to 400 of us that parade in. It gets to be quite the show.
After the ride to the camp, there's a celebratory dance, a thank you to all the volunteers. Alan has some advice for motorists this holiday weekend.
Just look out for the horses because we got people from all ages. My daughter will be here. This will be her third year riding on the ride, and she is 11 years old, and she does a great job. My son's 9. He rides with me, so just be careful out there.
Some $270,000 was raised last year by the Pony Express riders to help with the camp that has been in operation for 80 years, serving children and adults with disabilities. This year's goal was $280,000. You can find more information by going to PonyExpressRidersOfIowa.org. And the Cass County Treasurer's Office has issued the first new license plate design in the county to Craig Sporlitter. Early in 2017, Governor Branstad and Governor Reynolds asked the DOT to redesign the 1998 County Standard blue and white with a silver gray city and country image in the background plates. Although this plate design has served Iowa well, it's become a bit dated and stale. Iowans voted for the new city and country reboot design last August. It provides an updated representation of the urban and rural theme. The top blue border profiles city and country images, and the bottom green border is intended to evoke growth, nature, and wellness. Reminds us Iowa is a great place to live wherever you choose. The American Association of Motor Vehicle Administrators maintains license plate design standards that are intended to make sure license plates are recognizable and legible. The license plate design was created with these standards in mind while keeping the purpose of the plate in mind, which is to help law enforcement and others clearly read the letters and numbers that identify the vehicle. Materials for Iowa's license plates are supplied by Minnesota-based 3M Company, and they are manufactured by inmates at the Anamosa State Penitentiary. Cass County will be using the old-style plates until inventory is depleted. Only personalized plates ordered through the state will be issued with the new design for now. That's a look at some of the latest in local news. Now taking a look at your funeral announcements. Hazel Bengard, age 84, of Exira, died Tuesday at home. A massive Christian burial for Hazel Bengard will be held Saturday at 10:30 a.m. at the Holy Trinity Catholic Church in Exira. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has the arrangements. Jerry Dwayne Heron, age 76 of Guthrie Center, died Tuesday at his residence in Guthrie Center. Funeral services for Jerry Dwayne Heron will be held Saturday at 10:30 a.m. at the First United Methodist Church in Guthrie Center here today. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has the arrangements. Gary Lynn Rasmussen, age 74 of Springfield, Missouri, died March 13th at Salem Lutheran Home in Elkhorn. A memorial service for Gary Rasmussen will be held today at 10:30 a.m. at the Peace United Church of Christ in Walnut. Don M. Nielsen, age 84 of Atlantic, died Monday. A memorial service for Don Nielsen will be held Saturday here today at 11 a.m. at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Harlan. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Lawrence Larry Joseph Beeson, age 68 of Harlan, died March 24th at Methodist Jenny Edmondson Hospital in Council Bluffs. Funeral services for Larry Beeson will be held today at 11 a.m. at the St. Peter's Catholic Church in Defiance. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Gwendolyn Fredrickson, age 89 of Atlantic, died Wednesday at Atlantic Specialty Care. Funeral services for Gwendolyn Fredrickson will be held Monday at 11 a.m. at the Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon. Kylie Moosefelt, age 27 of Coon Rapids, died Wednesday at home. Funeral services for Kylie Moosefelt will be held on Tuesday at Peace Lutheran Church in Glidden. Odie Funeral Home in Coon Rapids has the arrangements. And Aaron David Neal, age 39 of Kimbleton, died Monday. A celebration of life for Aaron Neal will be held Saturday, April 7th, from 1 until 4 p.m. at the Kimbleton Town Hall. Friends and family are encouraged to wear brightly colored clothing and share their memories. Lunch will be served with interment to be scheduled at a later date. That's a look at the latest in news and funeral announcements here on KJAN. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN News.